And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Gary White, Executive Director of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
All right, Gary, I have you on the wrong mic, so let me switch you.
Good there morning.
We go.
How's that?
Good morning. Yep. That's perfect. Well, the park board is meeting tonight, and there is a lot on the agenda, a lot on their plate. We've been hearing a lot about what's happening at the industrial park on the news. Do you think you could distill it down for us?
I can try. Yeah, it's a very exciting time for the park. And I'll give you a little history. You know, the city and borough took this park over in 1999, and they created a board. And when they created the management structure for the park and they took it over, their goal was at some point to dispose of this property. They wanted it treated differently than regular municipal property. We're not using this to put up a wastewater treatment plant building. We're using this to create jobs and provide economic opportunity and business opportunity in the community. And so it's been the goal of the board and the city to move this thing forward. We've had it for 14 years or 15 years now, and so it's starting to kind of snowball.
And there's a lot of activity. A lot of activity has been growing, at least,
right
out there. But now you're at this critical point where you have to make a decision. What's that decision?
Well, the decision is we've received two proposals, two major proposals, and there's a couple smaller ones out there as well. But in May, as the Blue Lake Dam project started to wind down, a majority of the park was encumbered during that project. And as the contractors start to slowly move out, the board started receiving proposals last May. And one was from Silver Bay Seafoods. Another one was from Mr. Pat Glob, who's doing business as Alaska Pacific and Packing. And kind of what they want to do is, I guess I'll break down Pat's first. Pat would like to take a chunk of waterfront property, and he wants to do some marine engineering type of stuff, work on processing equipment, do some fabrication, possibly freeze some fish waste or fish byproduct, and he wants to build a dock out there.
Okay, so that's Alaska Pacific and Packing.
Yep.
Then there's Silver Bay.
Yep, and Silver Bay's proposal is to, it's multiple areas. They'd like to take that same property that Pat's looking at, and take even a bigger footprint, and they'd like to help develop a marine service industry out there. That's been a priority of the board and the communities for a while, is to see how we can expand on under marine services, how to deal with our commercial fleet and our other boats, and how they can get worked on here in town. And so, the board's been studying that, and in the middle of our study, we've got a proposal to do just what we were wondering if it would be feasible to do or not. And so Silver Bay's looking at this big chunk of property where they'd like to, put in a drive-down ramp where boats can come and get tied up and worked on, and then have a drive-down concrete ramp where, like, a hydraulic trailer could pull out boats. And then part of that, they're also looking at bringing in a bigger lift. The current lift at the current marine haul-out is 88 tons. And some boats can't be pulled with that. So everybody's looking at a larger lift, like a 250-ton lift. And, part of their proposal is that the city and borough partner with them to develop that marine haul-out piers. If you've seen that before, you've got this big travel lift that drives out, dumps down a sling, picks up a boat. And so that's kind of the main focus of that. That's what the discussion's going to be, is how does that marine haul-out look, and what are the details with that? And then how does the community deal with the competing properties there, or competing job opportunities for the same property?
Right. So you have two competing bids.
Right.
And both, though, they fulfilled the board's mission in that they would generate jobs, economic activity out there, but a slightly different focus with different benefits for each, it sounds like. And is there opportunity for community input on this?
Absolutely. The board encourages opportunity. This will be our fourth meeting on this, and kind of how it worked is, we heard the proposals in May, and then both these proposers are involved in the fishing season, so the summer was kind of off for getting everybody together to meet. And then we met in September, and the board, actually Silver Bay had more to their proposal. They wanted to take a couple of old buildings that the city and borough had, the old wastewater treatment plant building, when the wastewater treatment plant figured out that it would be cheaper for them to push all the waste into town, so that building became available. We have the old administration building out there that, frankly, never provided positive cash flow to the city and borough. It always cost more in expenses to run it than we could bring in revenues. So the borough was interested in getting rid of that building. And then there's another big chunk of property, about 4 acres in the middle of the park, that Silver Bay wants to continue with their business plan of processing fish and doing some value-added and doing some cold storage. So they're looking at developing that. The board's already made a decision on that, and they recommend that property be sold to Silver Bay, and the assembly's already agreed to it. I'm sorry, it's going to the assembly at the end of the month here for their review. So the board made a decision on those properties, but when it got to the Marine Hall out, they were unsure. So we had another meeting in December, and the board was unsure what to do there. And so what they decided was, hey, let's kick this to the assembly a little bit. Let's have a joint work session with them and try to find out what the community wants and what the assembly wants. And so we had that last Thursday night, and there was a good number of folks there that were concerned about the marine industry and what's going to happen to our industrial park. And, we're slowly coming to some type of consensus. People are trying to figure out how this is going to work. So tonight's meeting is going to be an extension of that, where folks are going to try to come, or the board members are going to try to come to some conclusion, hopefully, on what they recommend that the assembly does. But, yes, the public is always encouraged to come to these meetings to let, these policymakers know what their thoughts are on what we're doing with our industrial site and what they'd like to see in a marine haulout.
So this decision seems challenging, and just in general, the management and deciding the future of the industrial park, it seems challenging. Why is that?
It is challenging because there's a lot of opinions out there. I have my opinions, but I work for the board, I work for the community, and so I help to try to lead the board to a certain idea or help provide information. But it's tough. This is the waterfront development park, right? And we've had this. We've put a lot of money into it. The city hasn't put much in it, but we've got a lot of state and federal funds to put into this to develop it into an economic engine. And now we're disposing of it. And I think it's tough for some people to take that next step. But that was the intention of this. But our goal is to make sure that the community is protected, that this park will provide jobs into the future. And so how do we structure this to make sure that the business, what people are proposing, is going to do what the community wants? And what the community wants, in my opinion, is they want that thing active and providing jobs and opportunity for the community. And so, like I said, the devil's in the details. How do we structure this to get these assurances and make it work for everybody?
Well, I might be going out on a limb here, but I think there's also an emotional component to this, right? Because the site, the history of the site, it's still very raw, I think, in the community of Sitka. And to take something that caused such deep disturbance in the community and turn it into something beneficial, I'd say there's probably a lot of emotional investment in what happens out there. It's a chance to create benefit from something that was hurtful to many.
Right, yeah. I mean, when the mill site shut down, that was loss of 400 jobs. That was 30% of the community's payroll. That was a driver for the community that helped build this community. Other than, this community's always been here, it's been a fishing community, and it turned into a bigger community when the mill site was here. And the loss of those jobs was tough. And so, we've been trying to work on how to repurpose this park to bring it back as an economic driver like it was in the past. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, we want to make sure that we're doing what's right to make sure that this turns into what it could be in the future and kind of mimic what it was in the past.
So you're hoping people will show up and share their thoughts and their opinions. When is this board meeting tonight?
It's at 6 o'clock tonight. It's at the Centennial Hall in the Assembly Chambers. So this will not be your only opportunity, but I think everything that the Gary Paxton Industrial Park Board does, it goes to the assembly. So this is one of the first steps, but as we start to craft these details and get further down the road on this, it's good to hear what the community is thinking. You know, there's been lots of folks at the meeting, but not many folks expressing their opinions. And so, here's your opportunity tonight. I'm sure you'll have another opportunity once it gets in front of the assembly. But, you know, once the board makes a recommendation, we really hope that the assembly kind of considers all the work and the time and the effort that the board members are putting into this. And so, yeah, tonight's a very good opportunity to show up.
Great. Well, we are out of time.
Oh.
Thank you, Gary, so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Gary White, Executive Director of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park. There's a board meeting tonight, 6 at Centennial Hall.